and I'll officially start when it turns 1 o'clock. Oh, it's actually 1 o'clock right now. I just want to look at the webcast, see. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody there. Okay, so we've got a handful of people on the line. First of all, welcome so much. This is the first group call. It is May 9th. And thanks to everybody who sent me all their suggestions of what they wanted to work on. It's a long list. And I don't know if we'll get through everything, but I want people to know that even if I don't get through your specific thing, lots of the energetics that are connected to your specific thing will definitely get addressed. Like, for instance, one person said a stiff neck, and so that's the inability to, or like the resistance to look at other perspectives. And then somebody else said eye vision, and so that's also issues around it's hard to see the truth, it's hard to see all possibilities. So everything is all connected in the end. And based on the over 40 things that people had suggested to me, I wrote them all down, and I tried to create a story where it would flow in the most sense. And the biggies, here, I'll just give you an overview of where we're going to go. We're going to start with self-love, self-worth, releasing victim energy. And I know this is a really high-vibe group, but at the same time, we're all humans, and we can, you know, have some of that stuff. And there's a huge handful of people who wanted to work on low energy, chronic fatigue stuff. And there's a lot of fear within that. There's a lot of fear within all the things like hip and foot and all that kind of stuff. So even if it looks like I'm not addressing your specific thing specifically, it's going to get attention. And who knows, we might get through all 40 things. And we'll just see where things go. What I'm going to do is I am going to mute everybody so that it's quiet. Actually, you guys are looking very quiet right now. And I'm going to do a bunch of stuff. And then I'm going to kind of check in, let things integrate, and then see if anybody's body is responding. Because that's information, not just for you, but for everybody. Not only everybody on the call, but everybody in the group, because we're all connected energetically. So with that said, and then people on the website, you can type in a question or you can speak to me. It might be a little easier typing in, but I'm open to whatever shows up. And so I have my little plan of where we're going to go. And at the same time, whatever happens, that's where I'm going to go, because wherever attention is calling, that's where I go. I just trust the universe and whatever shows up. Okay, so with that said, we're going to jump in. So please, everybody, drink your water, because that allows the energy to move. And if we're dehydrated, then the energy is not going to be able to shift, and we'll get stuck and headaches show up, things like that. So with me, drink some water. And before we jump into the self-love and the self-worth, I'm going to just set the stage a little bit. So I am going to invite Archangel Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel. I'm going to invite all the dragons who want to work with us, all your guardian angels, all of your healing teams that you already work with, mine as well, any beings of light that you choose to work with. And then I'm going to also connect us to Source and Mother Earth. And seriously, that can be just done with a simple intention. It doesn't need to be a big deal, but we'll add in some little extra stuff there. Okay, so first, I'm going to take White Angelica, and I'm just going to first clear points of attention, meaning energy that other people have placed in our field. We don't need to carry their weight. We can send it back to them and can neutralize it with love and grace. And likewise, all the attention points that we've placed elsewhere, we're going to clean that back so that we have as much of our energy with us. Because, yes, it does take a lot of energy to make these shifts. So I'm breathing in these oils, White Angelica. If you have your oils, you can use them along with me. I'm placing them on my shoulder. So all that I do, we're all connected, you get. Okay, so regardless if you have the oil or not, you get it on some level. Okay, so do all of you give the oils, Source, Mother Earth, the beings of light, the dragons, all of that stuff, do you give them permission to support you, to help you release what is not serving you so that you are living in alignment with all that does serve you and living in alignment with where you're choosing to go and your life purpose. Simply say yes to give them full permission to go to town in the healing ways. Okay, and all out of alignment with that yes landing fully and completely, we are going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace that space with divine love and light and gratitude to all the beings of light, the universe, Mother Earth, for helping us. And I'm breathing that in. Okay, and please drink water anytime you feel guided. Okay? If you need to raise your hand, like something's triggering and coming up, please push star 2, and I will see it, and I will jump to you, okay? All right, so connecting with all of our body wisdom. Oh, sorry, I just want to say one more thing. If dragons are weird for you and you don't believe in dragons, that's totally okay. Just take what works for you and release what doesn't work for you, okay? It's all good. This is about you having freedom to connect with what is true for you. I just want to make sure that's up front. Okay, so connecting with all of our body wisdoms, whole body wisdoms, please identify and gather all the attention points that we have placed with other people, places, animals, and objects today throughout all of the minutes of time and space, and we ask that you return that energy back to us with love and grace. And field 103, okay, breathing that in. Thank you, thank you. Okay, whole body wisdoms, please identify and gather all the attention points that others have placed in our field today and throughout all dimensions of time and space, and we ask that energy be returned to where it came from with love and grace and field 103. Okay, breathing that in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so now I'm going to grab grounding oil. And I am going to place this on my lower back with the intention that it goes to my root chakra. So just imagine, and also just connecting with your energetic bare feet on the planet Earth so that you're literally earthing wherever you choose. Actually, the island of true place. I forgot to take our magic carpet ride, okay? So we're going to, sorry about that. We're going to invite our magic carpet ride. And we are going to just jump onto it with joy and excitement for whatever is going to show up. And we're going to take that magic carpet ride to the island of true place, this fifth dimensional frequency where, as you know, It is safe for you to be you. It is safe for you to step into your power. It is safe for you to know that you are 100% acceptable as you are. Okay? This is my intention that this island of true place turns into a global reality. Okay, so we are now on this island of true place, and now we are going to ground to Mother Earth and just allow the roots from the bottom of our feet to connect to that central core crystal of Mother Earth. And likewise, all your intentions that you have for yourself, whether it's this physical condition or that situation in your life, or living your life purpose, or if you're not sure what that is, having clarity around what your life purpose is, we're going to invite the air and earth dragon to help ground that into Mother Earth so that she can help give us that nurturing, grounding, healing energy, our physical bodies, as well as our intentions and our connection to our life purpose. Okay, so all that healing energy coming from the bottom of our feet, from the roots to the bottom of our feet, all the way up our body, through every chakra. Lots of love in our heart chakra coming all the way up. And then our crown chakra is opening up to store energy. And we're going to invite that yellow crystal dragon to help clear any debris around our crown chakra so that we are wide open, a straight, direct connection to source energy, where we receive that divine love, that divine light, that divine guidance, that divine information. And divine love, divine love, divine love, because all healing takes place with that frequency. Okay, so we have that stream, that divine light coming through our crown chakra all the way down our body, going into Mother Earth. And likewise, we have that life force energy coming up from Mother Earth through that pillar of light through our crown chakra. And that is who we really are. That pillar of light, that is what we are made up of. Okay, so the more we do this, the bigger and the stronger and the wider that pillar of light gets. Okay. All right, so now, first I'm just going to connect with some self-love. I'm going to take the oil acceptance. And we're just going to give voice to any pieces or parts of us that aren't 100% on board with self-love, okay? So I'm actually going to just take this oil, I'm breathing it in, and I'm also massaging an EFT, the sore spot. Or if you want to tap on your karate chop point, you can do that. Okay, so even though there are parts of me that love myself, I have parts of me that don't love myself. And it feels painful, it feels heartbreaking. And even though that's where I am right now, I choose to know that it's okay. I choose to know that it's okay. And I also choose to step into a place of self-love because the mental part of me knows that, yes, I am lovable, or at least I should be lovable. But what would it take for me to know that I am lovable as I am and that it's okay for me to love myself? It's okay for me to put myself first in a healthy way, of course. Okay, so identifying any tribal pattern, connecting with all your body wisdoms, identifying any tribal patterns where, any religious tribal patterns where you can only love God. That's where your first love has to go. And if you love yourself, it's like, who do you think you are? You're just a low-life human. Okay, so all of that stuff, we're just going to offer that to the quantum field to be completely transmuted, inviting that golden dragon to just transmute that healing golden light over that tribal program that was never true to begin with. Okay, and now we're going to replace that. We're going to take that golden energy and we're going to bring it back into your heart or wherever in your body it used to be, wherever, whatever cells that tribal program is living in, we're going to replace that with this golden light energy. Okay, so any patterns where you can't love yourself until you do X, Y, and Z. Any patterns where you can't love yourself until somebody else proves to you that you are, in fact, lovable. What would it take for us to love ourselves first and then know that the universe will reflect that towards us? Okay, so identifying and gathering all those patterns where we're waiting for others to tell us that we're lovable. We're waiting for our parents to tell us that we're lovable. We're waiting for our friends, our teachers, people in our society to tell us that it's okay to love ourselves and that we're worthy of loving ourselves. Okay, all that stuff just offering it to the quantum field, replacing it with I am a divine being of love and life right now. And the only proof around that is that I was born. Therefore, I am a divine child of the universe. So what would it take for every cell in your body to truly receive that in the fullest way? What does your body need to be resonant with in order to receive that truth in the fullest, fullest way? And I know sometimes we can go quantum, and then sometimes we, you know, certain cells are willing to go there and certain cells, so whatever divine timing is, it is all good. Okay, so all those cells that are ready to release any limiting beliefs around self-love, any tribal programming around self-love, whether it's cultural or religious, we're going to offer all of you that magic carpet ride to the quantum field to be completely replaced with self-love, divine love, gratitude for loving yourself, gratitude for being willing to see the truth that you are a being of love and light. Okay, so any shame around loving yourself, any guilt, any selfish feelings around loving yourself, just releasing those trapped emotions, releasing all that tribal programming around loving yourself because you're supposed to love everybody else first. You're supposed to take care of everybody else first, releasing all that tribal stuff. Okay, and replacing it with, yes, you are lovable. And then how much more money can you attract as a result of knowing that you are lovable, that you are worthy of lovable, being lovable? How can certain pains in your body just release right now that your cells know that you are lovable? How much energy can you receive? How much more life force energy can you receive? How much more energy from the food that you digest can you receive? Because your body is like, oh, yes, I am lovable, and I am worthy of being lovable, and I am worthy of all the energy in the world, and there's enough energy for everybody in the world. Okay, so any unconscious feminine energy of I am unworthy, I am not good enough, I am not valued, any patterns of I'm not being seen for who I really am. Okay, we're going to bring that to the forefront. We're going to offer that stuff a beautiful carpet ride through the most glorious scenery on planet Earth, through the waterfalls, through the redwood forest, so that it knows that it is worthy of seeing all the beauty in the world, and also so that it knows it is worthy of seeing the true beauty of who you already are. Okay, so body wisdom is all out of alignment, all that is in yourself that is out of alignment with that truth. Inviting that on the carpet ride as well. It's allowing it to go quantum, jump on that carpet ride that's in the middle of that ride, and eventually making its way to the quantum field. And then allowing it to be transmuted and just pouring that divine light and love from source energy on top of it. Replacing it with divine love and light and gratitude and the true belief that the feminine energy is beautiful, that you are beautiful as you are, and that it is okay to know that you are worthy, that you are deserving of all the blessings of the universe. Okay, and once again, now that we've got higher resonance with self-love and self-worth, how are the cells in your body going to completely reconfigure? How will you meet people in your life who see you for who you really are, where you feel safe being 100% you? How will you magically attract opportunities, experiences, where the flow of money comes into your life in a paradigm much closer to grace and ease and joy? How will you receive more energy in your body? How will your hormones reflect that love and self-worth and reconfigure so that they are more in balance, if not completely in balance? Okay, breathing that in. Okay, drink some water. Okay. Just checking in with you guys to see if anything is popping up in your body that wants attention. So when things pop up in your body that can be, ooh, this piece of me is resistant, it needs a little more love and attention, or it can be like, oops, this is the new priority, and it's usually not just for you, it's for the whole group, okay? So I'll just follow it wherever it takes us. I'm going to quickly look on the webcast to see if there are any questions. Okay. This is really weird. It's like, that's weird. Normally I see a thing where people, I'm just going to assume that there's no questions. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Linda, you are on the air. Linda Nystrom, because there's two Lindas.
Hi. I'm just starting to get like a headache, pretty bad headache. I usually don't.
Okay. Headache is usually permission. You don't have permission from the tribe to go to that space. Okay, so thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to keep you open so that you can... Where's the pain right now, like on scale 1 to 10, just so I know?
It feels like there's like... I think mostly on the left side, but in the front too. It feels like there's like a really, like about 2 inches into my head and around, like a really, like a layer of pain. I guess that's how to explain it. Mostly on the left side.
Left
and
side.
I could see where that would be coming. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, are we like at a 10? Are we at a 6? Where are we?
Maybe a 6 or 7. Or I usually don't get headaches.
Okay.
That's why, yeah. It's kind of going down the back of the left side of my neck a little bit.
So now I'm actually going to unconscious masculine stuff. Okay, so you are drinking water, though, right?
Yes, I have some water here. I could drink some more.
Yeah, drink some
water.
But
when you said permission, it makes sense. When you said giving myself permission, that makes sense.
Yeah,
with my mom.
Yeah, it's probably not just you. It's probably lots of us. So I'm going to take the oil into the future to give you permission to create a new you, to let go of these rules and to create a new sovereign you, okay? So I'm taking this oil and I'm placing it on the left side of my head. This is for everybody. You sit a little bit on the front. Okay, so connecting, tracking through Linda's body, but this is all of us are connected. All those tribal rules where Linda doesn't have permission to step into a sovereign state where she knows that she is lovable, that she knows she is worthy, that she is free to trust the universe. All those spaces where she doesn't have permission to see the feminine energy as worthy, as one with source, really, okay? So any unconscious masculine, so remember, we're all masculine and feminine. I know you guys already know that. Any unconscious masculine energy where we have to control things, we have to grip things, we have to pull back the reins and just control life, is the whole idea of following your heart and trusting and just loving yourself and going for it is not okay. You got to follow the rules. You got to play it safe. Okay, so I'm going to identify just both sides, okay? So any unconscious masculine fear and needing to control things, needing to stick to the rules so that you're not punished by the tribe, we're just going to offer all that to the quantum field. To be transmuted, okay? And so if your left brain, your left head, has full permission to live at its fullest expression, its fullest permission, how would your head feel? Okay, just identifying that information, whatever it is. And then all out of alignment with that, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace it with divine love and light and a state of sovereignty, a state of freedom, a state where it's okay for your left brain to allow the feminine energy, the right brain, the space of miracles, of limitless possibilities to work in harmony with you. Okay, Linda, tell me what you're feeling in your head.
I'm just feeling like a rush of energy, and I get a picture of myself skipping. Like, I get visual pictures a lot, so I'm seeing myself skipping, and it kind of does feel better. Unless if I don't go back there, it's just like energy's like rushing, and it's kind of scary. I have like a fear. And of letting that go.
Okay,
but,
all that. Thank you. I just want to go there really quickly. Okay, so all that fear of breaking the rules and stepping into your true place and stepping into a sovereign state. All the fear around that. Oh my God, the tribe is going to come and get me. The tribe is going to shame me. All the guilt. All the fear of breaking free and letting go of the rules of the tribe that don't serve me, that were never true to start with. I'm just going to offer that fear to the quantum field. And what if we can give that fear just some love and attention, some gratitude for keeping us safe. Thank you for all these decades keeping us safe. And we want you to know that actually when Linda and all of us connect with the divine truth that we are lovable, that we are worthy, that we are way more powerful than we were taught at school, that we can do things that weren't possible and that when we use our right brain, that helps make that happen way more. And also the paradigm of magic, of coincidence, of synchronicities, and magic and miracles. Okay, so releasing all that fear and just letting the fear know that when Linda and all of us step into that space of divine love and light, that is what keeps us healthy. That is what boosts our immune system. That is what supports our adrenals, giving us energy and all our hormones being in a balanced state. So divine love and the light, that is the best safety that there is. And even though the masculine, the patriarchal program says the best form of safety is fear because it keeps you safe, it also keeps us playing small. Okay, so what if we could all connect to that energetic of just skipping, getting free to skip and play big and to sing at the top of our lungs and to write that book and with the biggest words that we feel like. And I didn't mean that literally, but you know what I mean. And to perform that music with a full open heart, with passion, with joy, and just not a care if we play a note out of tune or if we write something that not everybody in the world agrees with. What if we could just let go of all the fear of rejection, the fear of, oh, my God, she did this. Can you believe it? She didn't stay within the rules. Okay, just releasing all that fear. I'm replacing it with divine love and light and knowing that this is what is actually the most safe on a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and financial level. Okay, Linda, how is your head feeling?
It's like I'm going to have a good cry. Like I could feel like tears coming in, but it's the headache is gone. It's like...
Okay.
Thank you.
Really? You're totally welcome. Okay.
Wow.
You're crying not just for yourself, but for, oh, I'm now feeling it too. Okay. Okay. And the person with the post nasal drip, I just saw a lot of inner crying.
Oh,
okay.
If you can
cry with Linda and me and anybody else, just release. Okay. So that travel program where you can't show your true face, you can't show your emotions, you can't show the anger, you can't show the fear, just give you full permission to release it all so that yourself can be free, so that yourself can feel joy, so that yourself can step into a happy, sovereign state. Okay, so any sadness that all these decades we played small because we didn't know that, just releasing that sadness, it's okay. You are a new person, and you got the rest of your life to play big. And any limiting beliefs around, oh, but my life's going to end at age 100, I've only got like 3, 4, 5, or 2 decades, whatever it is, we're just going to release that to the quantum field. Okay, because of all those people, like I once went to Fiji, and all those people on that island, they're living to like 120 and 130. And they're just living these basic, simple lives, and they're bare feet, you know, and they're happy. They, oh my goodness, there is no stress in their lives. They choose the day that they're going to die. If these people with no, quote, college education have so much wisdom and they can live so healthy, We can learn from them. They have a lot to teach us. They're connected to wisdom way more because they're not buying into that tribal crap that we're buying into over here in the West, you know. Okay, granted, I guess Fiji's even more west of Hawaii. But anyway, you know what I'm saying. Okay, so kind of went off on a little tangent there. Breathing that in. Basically, the whole point was just releasing that fear, releasing the sadness that we felt left about ourselves. Any grief that we believe false things about ourselves and that we didn't step up into our true potential for a couple of decades. Just releasing any grief around that, releasing any betrayal around that because you feel like you betrayed your true self. Just offering full, complete forgiveness. You bought into the lie. I mean, how many of us buy into so many silly lies, like reindeer go flying in the middle of the night before Christmas. I mean, I totally bought into that. I mean, completely stupid, but I bought into it, and we buy into a lot of stupid things as kids because we just trust everything that we're shown or taught or that we just unconsciously pick up. We energetically pick up, and then we make our own story. Okay, so just identifying all the stories and people's selves where they're not good enough, where they're not this, where they're not that. Just any stories that did not get full attention, we're offering you the magic carpet ride right now to be replaced with the story of truth of who you really are. Okay, and just full forgiveness and just releasing any sadness that you know, many decades went by where we didn't know it. It's all okay. It's all actually perfect. Releasing any belief systems where I'm a failure because I didn't know that. Just completely releasing it, replacing it with divine love and light, and knowing that there's no such thing as a failure. A lot of people said fear of failing, okay? So all those people and all of us, any unconscious fear of failure that keeps us moving forward in our path, that keeps success at bay, releasing all that fear of failure, because that is just a tribal belief system that success looks like X, Y, and Z. Okay, so all those beliefs of success looks like X, Y, and Z, completely offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted and giving you full freedom and full permission that to step in that sovereignty state where you get to choose your life. You get to create your life. If you want to live on a tree in a treehouse, awesome. If you want to live here, if you want to do X, Y, and Z, if you want to be X, Y, and Z, just complete freedom to do that. And then releasing any patterns where you care what others think about you. Just releasing, I care what the tribe thinks about me. I care what society thinks about me. I care what others think about me. Just releasing that and connecting with that strong pillar of light in you that knows you have big things for you in store. And just full permission to be happy and joyous as you are. And then how many pains as a result of having full permission to be joyous how you are can just release? How many health conditions can release? How many hip pains, how many joint pains, shoulder pains, whatever pain can shift? Knowing that you do have freedom to put yourself and move forward in the way that brings you joy, and knowing that you are worthy and deserving of all the blessings of the universe. And if other people are putting their stuff on you, you can create a healthy boundary. Okay, Linda, before I mute you, I just want to check in to make sure nothing else is coming up for you.
No, thank you so much. I feel really, open, spacious. Thank you. That was
wonderful. Great. Okay, I'm going to lower your hand. I'm going to thank you for all that you gave all of us. Okay. Does anybody else have any comments, any concerns, any ahas, anything, any physical things showing up, any emotional things showing up, anything? Let me check the webcast. That's weird. It looks different when I normally go there. I'm not sure. I just want to let people know that if you're writing something in, I am not seeing it. I don't know why. And I know I had requested that people do it that way. So I'm just hoping it's just simply that nobody's written something in. Okay, Canada, you are on the air. Who are you?
Is this me? It's Barb. Are you speaking
to me? Oh, hi, Barb.
Yeah. Yes, I'm from Canada. And, yes, people are on the webcast. That's what I just wanted to tell you. Several, but you're not seeing anything that we're writing.
I don't know, and I'm clicking the webcast, and I'm pushing the refresh, and I don't know why I'm not seeing it, because I normally do.
Okay, so, well, I don't know, but there's maybe five or six, and so I called in as well, and probably most people are calling in. In case they want to talk to you, that's what.
Yeah, I am so sorry about that. I have no idea what's going on. I'm going to have to ask about that. Okay, so what is your question?
Sorry, I just wanted to tell you that we're on the, people are on there. But I just wanted to say I had like chills, like especially on the left side of my body when we first started out, and periods of heart racing when we're talking about the sovereign states and the rules of the tribe, etc.
Okay, so heart racing, that's usually fear. Has it calmed down, or do you want me to go deeper with that?
No, I think it's fine. It just sort of comes and goes depending on certain statements. It'll be there. I'm just aware of it, you know, beating, not like it's going really, really fast. Just normally I don't feel it, and then, yeah.
Let's go a little deeper with that, okay?
Okay, sure.
So connecting with Barb and everybody on the call, everybody on the group, what does our body need to know so that it feels safe being our true self? And letting go of these rules of who we're supposed to be. What does our body need to feel safe? Okay, just go big and wide with that. Just allowing that information to settle on my left hand. I'm like, you can't see me, but I'm actually gathering it from the air. Just placing it on my left hand. Okay, so we need to know that. Okay, that information on my left hand. And now connecting with all of your body wisdoms, all out of alignment with that in my left hand, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, and we're going to replace it with divine love and light and the belief, I am safe. And here's the thing. When we literally follow our heart, we're true to ourselves. We're free to let go of what society says we need to do. When we are true to ourselves and we're living in alignment with our true path, our life purpose, that is when our bodies actually can be in that sovereign state where our bodies naturally feel wellness. Success naturally shows up. Love naturally shows up. It's actually the most safe place that we can get, but we've been taught such a completely different thing. Okay, so everything in our bodies that just need a little more support, believing what I just said, which might appear to be crazy to some cells. Okay, so just identifying, okay, this is feeling really emotional to me. Past life trauma. Wow, I'm feeling very emotional. This is really, like, big. Where that just was not the case. And people were penalized for doing that. They were burned. They were thrown in prison, they were tortured, they were hung, all sorts of horrible things, okay? So just identifying, giving a voice, giving love, compassion, and we totally get your fear. We totally get your fear. You have absolutely every right to have that fear, just giving you love and compassion, and just letting you know that it's 2019, that things are much different, and that the earth really wants to go to this fifth dimension. And part of that is us healing all of this stuff. So what if we could just invite the golden dragon to just shine that golden light on any past life trauma where there was just so much fear, there was so much pain, where we were just completely suppressed and oppressed. And then also any trauma, life traumas on our mother's side, just inviting the golden dragon to address that so that in our that whole DNA lineage gets all that healing so that we know it's really safe for us to move forward being our true self. Okay, connecting with our father's side, body wisdom, just identifying any inherited ancestral trauma around being your true self. Standing tall, standing big, shining brightly. It just wasn't okay in the past. People were shot down for that, completely destroyed for doing that. Just shining that golden light on that. We can release all that pain from our bodies because it's not true for us anymore in this time, in this 2019 space that we are currently in. Just releasing all that past life trauma, that ancestral trauma on both sides. Hey, let's even go to parallel universes where things are playing out and it's just not safe for us for whatever reasons. to be our true selves, to shine brightly and play big. Okay, just asking the golden dragon to shine light and to just release all of that fear. Okay, offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with, it is safe now, divine love, divine light, gratitude from actually everybody in the ancestral line who's getting all this healing, gratitude to yourself for releasing all that past life stuff that was holding you back, to knowing that you are safe. And I know in the third dimension, safe is different than the higher dimension that we're always safe, we can never die, right? So just giving room for all perspectives. Okay, so connecting with Barb, how does your heart feel? What are you noticing?
Well, I certainly responded to the very first part of what you were saying. I'm going, yay! Yeah,
okay.
I don't know how to put it in words, but it really hit the nail on the head there.
Awesome.
Past
okay.
Life and safety in past life, yeah. Or this life, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Barb. Anything else you want to say before I go on to somebody from California?
Oh, you go right ahead.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye. And San Jose, California, you are on the air.
Oh, hi, Tara. It's Dawn. So I'm so glad you are hearing me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I am the one you're talking to.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm really glad that the last caller and brought up the lineage and stuff. But I don't feel complete on this, and I'm guessing others don't as well. And so I'm just going to do, like, free form talking a little to poke at what this is that's not releasing. First of all, it's not past lives that have been unsafe to be myself. It's this current life. And generally speaking, people in our society become violently angry and upset if you appear different than the tribe. And that in my life has taken the form of being physically attacked by groups, as well as verbally and emotionally attacked. And of course, then there's projection, where people project all their self-loathing onto the person in front of them and then interact with it, and that would be me. And so I can't be the only one that's experienced this.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so all the fear of being our true self, for looking different, for being different, all the fear of being gay, all the fear of being the wrong sex, all the fear of being the wrong race, all the fear of having the wrong sexuality, I think I already said that, all the fear of being different, all the fear of having a red nose, however that red nose shows up for you, all the fear of being intuitive and having the gift of sight and seeing things that others can't see, and that makes you a weirdo, that makes you, quote, mentally ill, all that fear where you can't show your true self because society is just not ready for it. All that fear. So what if we could have discernment and step into a space of these people, it's safe for me to be 100%. And even if these people, I can't show 100% of myself because they're not ready, what I show can still be true and authentic rather than having to put on the clown mask so that I fit in. What if we could shift to some balance being saying like that? Okay, just connecting with everybody in the group and identifying what we need to be resonant with in order to be at that place so that we can be on the balance beam feeling safe, where we can be our true self but have discernment. If this person's not ready to hear something, we don't need to tell them that part because they're just not ready. And then we can share that stuff with people who get it, who support you, who cheer you on expressing all these, quote, crazy things that society labels as crazy, even though they're completely 100% real and authentic. Okay, so all out of alignment with that, we're going to offer that to the quantum field, be transmuted and replaced with, we can create a safe space. We are powerful. And of course, divine love and light, and just knowing that you are 100% beautiful as you are, lovable as you are, worthy as you are, deserving of all the blessings of the universe as you are. Okay, so Dawn, connect with me and just let me know what is coming up for you, because you're healing yourself.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will. Can I share a little more as I'm looking at this?
Yeah.
So I think it's through my ancestors, but it could be through a past life. I don't know. But I have full recall of being both burned at the stake and then put in a hole with a board on top of me and heavy stones, and then followed by dirt. So smothered and buried alive. So I have direct recall of both of this. And what happened, and I'm just going to say this because then we can all heal this, is I know I'm not the only one. There were, you know, supposedly, they guessing 10,000 people burned at the stake, or I don't know. That's why the church owned so much land. They took all the land of all the people that they burned. So what happened was all the villagers and women that gathered, what they did is they were terrified by the church. They were scared of God. They were, the priest was the spearhead, and the church was a spearhead of developing this in them. And then they were also scared of difference. So any kind of healer or anything was a little different than them, and they became scared of that. And so all of that projected fear of God, hatred of difference, was projected onto the dying person. And the dying person also kind of believed in the church. So they ended up believing that God itself, the universe itself, and God had done this to them and was actually a place of hatred and fear. And they have rage against God. I know I can't be the only one.
I'm sure you're not. And sometimes it's a little hard to hear you because there's a little bit of background noise. Okay, but all that fear of God, all that religious tribal programming, we're going to offer that. I'm just giving this in little pieces. We're going to offer that piece to the quantum field to be replaced with the divine truth that God is loving. God is simply an energy force. This whole tribal thing of God is the white angry man in the cloud. Oh, and of course the white man. We're going to release that to the quantum field, and we're going to replace it with permission to see God as a creator force, whatever we choose to think of it, but that it is loving, is 100% forgiving. There is no such thing as shame. There is no such thing as guilt. That is a tribal human-made concept. It's replacing that religious tribal program and replacing it with that divine truth, divine love, and light. Okay, so now ask for this massive murder of people having their land stolen and burned at the stake and buried alive, all this stuff. Okay, just sending love and healing to that. And it's so heavy that I'm just going to ask that the fire dragon go to that, swallow trauma around that, to just breathe fire and light on all that fear, all that trauma, inviting the frequency of the essential oil trauma light to just clear the cellular memory that is in not only Dawn's cells, but all of ourselves on some level. Okay. And then Dawn.
That's good. This is a pattern in consciousness, and I think the church has held it in place in some way because they have gone forward. You know, they didn't, like, die. They become sort of like they're a consciousness that we've all contributed to. So let's ask the dragons, if you don't mind my asking, could we clear the churches that are holding on to these patterns? I know most of them don't intend to behave this way anymore. Perhaps the Catholic Church does, I'm not sure. But let's help them clear that so that they can release that old, forgotten pattern.
Yeah. Okay. So, and not just churches, just any form of respect who is holding on to outdated beliefs, or the fear of God, any outdated beliefs that actually aren't in alignment with what they really want to preach, okay? So just inviting the fire dragon to every religious organization that is also connected to some negative stuff, some fear-based stuff, and the stuff that is not 100% true, okay? So thanking the fire dragon for doing that, offering sound to support that, release from ourselves, our chakras, our energy fields. Okay, that's a huge collective consciousness up there, Dawn. We cannot thank you enough.
Wow,
okay.
That feels fantastic.
Great.
Wow. Hey,
nice.
Tara, I know we have a lot of people probably on the line, but can I catch a small one that might be one of those deceptively small ones? Or is it, do you need to go to the next person?
Say everything that you need to say. Nobody has their hand raised.
All right.
There are people who have placed questions on the face, and I don't know what they are, sadly.
Okay. So I am close to 70, and I still catch myself searching for my mother who's been dead a while.
Hey, Dawn? Wait, Dawn? Yes. I'm hearing excess noise, like somebody else is talking, but everybody else is muted, so I'm really confused.
I know, I am too. There's somebody that's unmuted on the line. I hear it as well.
Because according to, first, I don't know why I'm not seeing everything, but I only have you and me unmuted, but I'm hearing somebody else. Okay, so everybody else, if you could just make sure that you're muted, that would be useful because I'm struggling to hear her words and she's saying some really powerful stuff. Okay, Dawn, go for it.
Okay, so it's all right. I'm almost 70 and I still catch myself. Off and on, it's an unconscious pattern, checking to see if my mother approves of me. She's been dead for years. And so this is like the continuing search for approval from the parent. I just wonder how many of us are stuck in that and how do you free yourself so it doesn't keep coming back?
Okay, thank you. Okay, so identifying, connecting with everybody's body wisdom, identifying all those patterns where we have to follow the rules and do what our parents say so that we are I think it's about being lovable, because if we're approved, then we're lovable. So I want to connect the love in it, too. So feeling that we have to do what our parents say, that we have to be approved of by our parents, doing all these things so that we feel lovable by our parents, all those patterns, we're just going to offer it to the quantum field. To be transmuted and replaced with you are lovable as you are. So I'm going to go to the root of the root. So what do we need to be resonant with to really embody we are lovable as we are? What do we need to be free of needing approval from our parents or others? What do we need to resonate with? What do we need to release? What do we need to be in that state?
Could this be involved with honor thy parents, which again was a religious training?
Thank you. Okay, so that tribal religious program, honor God, honor your mother, honor your father. What if we could just release that to the quantum field and just have it transmuted on a quantum level, just inviting the fire dragon to breathe light on that, to breathe truth on that. Honor ourselves, honor our heart, honor all the wisdom that the universe is giving us, honor all the messages that nature is giving us. What if we could be in that state? How would our body feel? How would pain release? How would we have more energy in our body? How would we have more flexibility in our body? How would joint pain release? How would hip pain? How could we move forward with more ease in our life? How can ourselves completely reconfigure? Okay, so all out of alignment with us being that free sovereign state where we just know that we are lovable, that we know we are already acceptable and approved of as we are with all of our, quote, perfect flaws. Okay, all out of alignment with that. Releasing to the quantum field to be transmuted for good, for good, for good. And that's the name of a song from Wicked, for good. Okay.
Wow.
And just replace with divine love and light.
Thank you. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, boy. There was a tightness in my body that I didn't even know that I had that let go. Just really deep.
Oh, nice.
Fascia release. Yeah. It's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
How many other people can piggyback off of the cellular shift that just took place in Dawn? And if she can do it, then we can do it. Where we have more permission to move, we have more permission to be ourselves. How much more flexibility will we have? How much pain in our muscles, our joints, all that stuff just release? How can that tightness release? How can our neck move to the more to the right and the left? How can our vision shift for the better? Okay, just inviting all of that. Okay, and then all out of alignment with us, still not having permission or fear around going in that space. We're just going to offer that, the quantum field, just in case there's any remaining aspect to be completely neutralized, replaced with divine love and light and freedom, freedom, freedom. Instead of, oh, this is funny, this is coming to me, instead of, this land is your land, this life is my life, okay? What would it take for us to embody this life is my life 100%? What would it take for us to embody this life is my life 100% in our body with full freedom and permission to be ourselves, to walk our path, to move forward in the way that is true to us. Free of any fear of judgment, free of any fear of what others are going to think, okay? Just complete confidence in yourself, knowing that you are enough as you are. Yes, we can grow, we can evolve, we can spiral up. It's honestly a never-ending thing. And at the same time, we are perfect as we are. We are enough as we are. We are enough as we are to take that next step forward. And then we grow and evolve. And then maybe we're enough to take a right turn. That is all perfect. You are enough as you are right now, releasing any patterns of I'm not good enough, lack of confidence, insecurity. Just releasing it all and replacing it with, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. And that the universe is supporting me. Be in that space. The universe has my back. How many back problems can just release? How can your spine completely reconfigure? Oh, and now that we're saying spine, now getting into the pelvis. Somebody mentioned pelvis. I want to go there next. But before I go to pelvis, Dawn, I just want to make sure there's no gold. from you before I let you go.
No, those were the two things I thought were really important that I could really feel.
Great. Thank you so much for
adding
that.
This is such important work, and the fact that we're together as a community doing it gives it, you know, fuel, rocket fuel. Thank you, Tara, for heading this up.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you for all your wisdom, your gifts, your healing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Really, I so appreciate it. So appreciate you. Okay, I'm going to commute you, and I'm going to go into pelvis stuff, which we're going to release, I think, lots of religious stuff and shame and all that kind of stuff. Okay? All right, so thank you. Goodbye. Okay, just muting that and muting that. Okay, so then reconfiguring the spine led me to the pelvis, which is, of course, connected to hips. Somebody had mentioned tightness in the pelvis. So it's taking me to pelvis, you know, sexual organs. So any shame around sexuality, just releasing that, identifying any shame, any guilt around sexuality, offering that to the quantum field, allowing your body to be free of that shame and that guilt, which, as I said, is always tribally induced because the universe doesn't bind to shame or guilt. We are just 100% forgiven, and we have full permission to make stupid mistakes, and then learn from them. It's all okay, and it's all perfect. Okay, so any religious tribal programming around sex is not okay, it's bad, it's simple to enjoy your body. Ooh, these body parts are considered dirty and shameful and sinful. All of that nonsense we're offering to the quantum field to be completely transmuted. Okay. And we're going to replace that with divine love and light, and sexuality is simply natural. Sexuality was God created, universe created, and freedom to be sexual beings of light. Okay, so what would it take for our body to know that we are sexual beings of light and that it's all purpose and it's all good? Freedom to explore our sexuality, heterosexual, whatever way, homosexual, transgender, just whatever, free to explore sexuality in all ways that are loving and full of joy and healthy to all parties involved, just full freedom to be sexual beings of light. And releasing, I think part of the reason, I was just literally talking to somebody else the other day about this, I think the reason religion puts so much toxic energy around sexuality is because it's actually a very powerful energy. And when we orgasm, that is actually like a huge boom to the universe. Literally, the angels get to party. But it's also when our intentions have a big bang in the universe and they manifest with more ease because that sexual energy behind it is so powerful. And then, of course, a lot of religions have been programming us to not be in our power so they can control us, which, of course, is all fear-based, okay? So what would it take for us to have full sexual freedom to experience it with the biggest bang, guilt-free and shame-free, because it is just a beautiful thing, knowing that the universe gets the party the more we get the party on a sexual way. Okay. All out of alignment with that, we're going to offer to the quantum field to be transmuted with divine love and light. And now that we have all this divine love and light in our sexual organs and our pelvis area, how can our pelvis area reconfigure with our spine in a harmonious way? How can our hips also have that freedom to salsa dance with flexibility, not feeling shame? And how will our body just realign with the health of all the beings of light who are working with us? Because I'm certainly not realigning your bones. So, what would it take for us to just simply allow the beings of light to completely realign our spinal structure from our head to our neck to the upper back, middle back, lower back, and then pelvis area, hips, and then all the way down, legs, all the way to the bottom of our feet? And now that I say bottom of our feet, I remember somebody said burning on the bottom of their feet. And honestly, I don't know what that's all about. But something about it's too painful. It's too hot and burning to walk on their feet, or not having permission to ground to the divine power of Mother Earth. I'm just tossing all of that in there. Okay. Just releasing that to the quantum field. So what do we need to be resonant with so that our feet feel solid, where we have full permission to stand in our power, to connect with Mother Earth in the most powerful way, and to know that Earth is loving and healing? So any fears that are residing in our feet of moving forward in alignment with who we really are, just offering that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and freedom to walk feeling good in your feet. If the foot person is online, on the thing where I can unmute you and have you speak, I'm so sorry I told people to write in questions rather than speaking, because I don't know why for the first time it is just I'm not able to see anything. It's weird. Okay, nobody is raising their hand. If you want to raise your hand, remember you just press *2 to raise your hand. Okay, so maybe the person with the feet burning thing is not here. Okay, so I'm just going to play with matrix energetics. So what if we take those burning feet, which I'm sure are less burning right now, and we just offer that divine healing water from the ocean, that divine healing salt water from the ocean. We're going to go all the way to Fiji, where that water is so clean. So that specific ocean salt healing water by Fiji, where it is totally clean, no plastic islands out there, and we're just going to surround your feet in that area. Okay, and then somebody had plantar fascia, whatever it's called. Okay, so connecting with the heel and any fear of moving forward, any feeling like you're carrying the weight of the world on your heel, because when we walk, it's like we go on our heel. All the weight is on our heel. So what if we could feel safe, knowing that it's okay for us to release excess pressures, excess stresses of the world, that it's just not our job to bear all the weight of the world? What if we didn't have to be the shock absorber for the whole world? What if we can release that tribal program where we have to bear the weight of the world? So people with shoulder issues, people with hip issues, where you're holding more responsibilities, carrying more weight than really belongs to you, giving you, okay, what do you need to have full permission to just release all that, so that you don't have to handle the weight, you don't have to handle the stress, you don't have to be, quote, the shock absorber, releasing all of that stuff to the quantum field, releasing that tribal program where you have to be all completely responsible for the rest of the world, and you have to bear the weight of the rest of the world, completely releasing it, giving you permission to put yourself first. And I'm hearing somebody, and I have everybody that I can see muted, so if you need to mute yourself, what is it? Star 6. Okay, so replacing that and giving yourself freedom to put yourself first and freedom to just be responsible for you. Now, of course, if you have an infant, yes, you're going to be responsible for your infant. So I'm just saying be responsible for you in healthy ways and just allow others to take care of their own stuff. Any patterns of, I can't cope with this, it's too overwhelming, we're going to release that. I'm going into, like, foot stuff. So any, we already talked about this, but now that we're bringing the feet in general, any patterns connected to the feet of a lack of confidence, fear moving forward, confidence, anxiety, frustration about where the future is going, any fear because you have a lack of trust and faith in the universe, releasing all of that stuff. Okay, so now on the emotional level, how about identifying any anger at the tribe where you are made to feel less than, any resentment where you feel made to feel less than. Anger and resentment, releasing that from your feet, releasing that burning anger, that burning resentment from your feet, anger at the tribe, releasing it, and giving you full permission to be angry, giving you full permission to allow it to occur, express, release, and then replacing it with fun, love, and light, and peace. Okay, so I do hear someone crying, so just releasing that. Releasing that, everybody just releasing all that fear, the anger, the resentment, just releasing it, giving you permission to step forward into your purpose, living your life purpose, which is totally different from what the tribe wants you to do, just giving you full permission. Any beliefs that it's too painful to move forward, releasing that. So what if we could walk forward feeling like we're walking in that water? Releasing the burning fire, you're walking in water, you're supported by the universe, you're supported by the water, releasing any foot pain, releasing any plantar fasciitis, I don't know how to say that word, but close enough. Okay, it's just not your job to be the shock absorber for the world. Okay, just releasing all that. Okay, replace with divine love and light. Okay. I can hear you. I don't know who you are, though, because it's not showing up on my computer, but do you want to talk? Do you want to have a conversation with me? You, the one that just went silent. Feel free to talk to me. There's probably a lot of gold here that everybody can benefit from. Yes, you, I can hear you. Go ahead and speak if you like. Okay. All right, I'm not connecting with that person. Okay, but if you have any goals, like any emotions that you're feeling yourself release, it's not just about you, it's about all of us, so please feel free to speak up, okay? I don't know why, it's not like this is the first time I've done instant teleseminar. I don't know why I'm not seeing the questions. I don't know why I'm not seeing all the people so I can hear. It's very strange, but I tend to mess up technology a lot, so it is what it is. Okay, take some water. Everybody drink some water. Let's just take a breather. A lot of stuff happened. Let's inviting frequency 8 to integrate all that stuff because that was a lot.
Call 206-402-0100.
Yeah, so the person who's saying 206, I can hear you if you want to speak. Okay. All right. So a couple people mentioned stuff about money issues. So let's go there next. Before I go there, I just want to connect with everybody. Feel free to
accept it. For help with guest options, press *0. We'll now be connecting
with the conference. Okay, that's really confusing. Because there's a lot of excess noise going on. If you can mute
hello?
Your phone. Yes, hello, I can hear you. But I can't see you.
What?
The person who just said what?
Yeah.
Can you talk to me or can you mute yourself?
I'm trying to talk.
Okay. If you would like to speak, please speak.
It's echoing.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Brianna.
Oh, it's Brianna. Okay, hi.
It's echoing. Should I take it off speakerphone or something?
Yeah, I don't know the technology on your side. I don't know what's going on. But if there's some way you could hang up and maybe call back, I don't know what's going on.
Can you hear okay?
I can hear you now, yeah. But
yeah.
There's lots of excess noise.
Maybe I'll try calling back. It's not working well.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Would anybody like, if anybody's body is speaking and has a new priority of where we're going, please let me know. You can raise your hand by pressing *2. Otherwise, there were a handful of people who wanted to address money issues. So I will go there next since it was a big number of people. Okay. So I don't see anybody going there. And actually, the person who mentioned the lower back pain is all kind of connected. So, all right. So with this intention of being financially successful, so let's release any fear of success. All right, I'm hearing a lot of excess noise.
Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press *.
How do I mute them? I don't know why this is happening. Priyana, is that you?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello? You're not showing up on my thing. Can you press
*2.
Can you press *6 to mute yourself if you want to be muted?
But I don't want to be muted.
Oops, what's going on?
I didn't want to be muted.
Okay, let's speak. All right, let's have a conversation.
I guess it's not working.
Technology-wise.
Okay,
Priyana, this is so noisy. So, okay, this is weird. What's going on? Okay, now Priyana, you're actually showing up, and it's muted. Okay. a fresh thing. Star 2 to raise your hand if you would like to speak. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody raising their hand. Oh, yes, Arizona. Okay. Oops, I just muted you by accident. Sorry. Okay. Tucson, Arizona. Hello, who are you?
Hi, this is Kristen. I've been trying to raise my hand for like 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's the webcast that's not working, but... Anyway, I actually was the foot pain person, and I didn't necessarily hear all of that healing. I tried to stay really centered for it to come through. But I also am one of the money people. So my legs are just throbbing, aching right now, and my feet and my legs are just like on fire. And I know that we moved past the foot stuff, but it finally worked. So you saw my raised hand after we kind of passed it. So anyway, here I am. And I'm happy to move into the money section too, because I know that's a lot of us. But I'd love to come.
Okay, well, pain in your muscles, pain in your leg muscles, that can actually be fear of success, which is where I kind of just left off, right? So it sounds like the pain in your legs is the biggest thing, because you just said it was throbbing. I'm going to take that to 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah, right. Well, 10 out of 10. I mean, maybe let's do like an 8 or a 9. 10 out of 10 is really
close,
intense, but
yeah. Close enough. Okay, so I'm just going to just bring up a whole bunch of possible patterns, okay? So any resistance to new experiences, any resistance to moving forward in life, refusing to move forward in life because there's too much fear around it. Any memories coming up that you're not willing to look at, where you feel like avoidance patterns, where you feel stuck, okay, stuck in your legs, feel stuck, you can't move forward. And so all this fear around that. Okay, let's just start with that little piece right there. Fear of stepping into your true power, fear of success. A lack of confidence, whether this is from past life, whether this is on your mother's side, inherited from your father's side, or playing out in a parallel universe, putting any lack of confidence, just not for you, just but for everybody. Any part where you have to play small and you have to play it safe and you can't take big strides forward in your life, okay? Any inner conflict because the higher you, I'm hearing all this weird noise. So where was I? Any inner conflict where you, I'll just mute that. Let me see if that helps. Any inner conflict where your higher self has all these bold, exciting dreams for yourself and you want to move forward and you want to go there, but you don't have permission to go there because the tribe has put you in this place where this is what you have to do. Okay, so all that stuff that I've identified, gathering all that stuff for all of us, all of us in this group, and then just offering it that magic carpet ride to the quantum field to be completely infused with that energy, just direct energy from source energy, just purifying and inviting the fire dragon because there's some like low stuff there. So just purifying all that fear, purifying all that I'm not good enough, purifying all that lack of confidence and security, purifying any self-rejection, purifying all that stuff, and then we're just going to bring back that new divine love and light. I'm going to replace that former spot with that in your body. Okay, just with that first step, we'll go deeper. But Kristen, if you could tell me how your legs are feeling now, if you went from an 8 to a 6, or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's definitely melted. It's melted, and it feels warm rather than on fire. It feels warm and more comfortable. So I actually started feeling the support underneath my legs as you started releasing, because literally everything you said is exactly accurate. It's right there. And
okay.
So,
and then,
so it's calm down. It's extremely, and it's moving more into a comfortable.
Okay, great. And then what did you feel the support under your feet, all that life force energy from Mother Earth, and you feel the support of playing big. You feel the support moving forward, shining your bright light. So any tribal program around lack where it's not okay for you to shine your light so big because then you're taking away from others, we're going to release that. And then, of course, that gives you a fear of success because you're a bad person if you're hogging the light, if you're hogging the space from other people, releasing all of that. Okay, any concept where money doesn't grow on trees, there's not enough, you have to play small. Okay, so just acknowledging all that inner conflict where your higher self has these big bold dreams for you. You know where you're going, but you just haven't been able to step forward in that. Just releasing it completely so that you have 100% support from the universe, from Mother Earth, regardless if the tribe or other programming supports you. Just releasing all the programming that doesn't support you. Breaking free from any entities, inviting Archangel Michael, any entities, because as we all know, most of us in this group are kind of want to save the world people, want to do the healing work, and we're kind of a threat, you know, to a lot of entities that want it to go the other way. So inviting, for all of us, inviting Archangel Michael to just clear any possible entities trying to block us from moving forward in our power, blocking us from moving forward, shining our bright light, blocking our light from shining, okay? Just releasing any entities out there, releasing any curses of people who are jealous of us, resentful of us, stepping into our power, any curses around jealousy, just releasing all of that stuff for everybody, okay? And just replacing it with full freedom, a full sovereign state where we are supported within our body, playing big, living fully, that includes being well in our body, receiving the money, knowing that the universe wants us to have all of our needs met, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and financial. It's like, you know how it's okay for us all to want an abundance of health, but there's like, oh, but it's not okay to want to be wealthy. That's not okay. So clearing all of that stuff and replacing it with divine love and light and full support from the earth and from the universe, full support from that pillar of light that we created at the beginning of the call, and permission to take that pillar of light and shine it big and wide and have a global impact. And then I think you're also a healer, right, Kristen? So that bright white light shining out so that it connects with the people who you can most help, the people who are the perfect match for what you and only you have to offer. And that is true for all of us on the call. So all residing in our bodies out of alignment with that being true and fully resonating 100% in our bodies, all that is going to release, we're going to release that to the quantum field, be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and permission to live big in all areas of our light and to move forward with big, full steps, full of light and power being our true self. Okay, now, Kristen, how do your legs feel?
So my legs feel great now. Interestingly enough, moved up and through to my hands and my fingers where it stopped, and I started feeling really tingly. And I have this overwhelming need to sneeze, but I can't. So it was interesting.
That's a relief.
Yeah, it shifted, but I can't actually sneeze. I'm like, oh, come on. You can go through. So
okay.
It's moving up. It's trying to move up and out, but it's like stuck in my hands and in my nose right now.
Okay,
and,
what needs to come out that doesn't feel safe coming out? What if we could let it know that it's safe for you to sneeze, it's safe for it to come out, it's safe for you to get the 100% biggest bang out of all the energy that was offered. It's safe for you to sneeze even if you're in the middle of a movie where you're supposed to be quiet. It is safe for you to sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
Give you full permission to release those energetics and whatever way they come out, a sneeze, a yawn, whatever it is, offering all out of alignment with that to the quantum field, the transmitter replaced with divine love and light and permission to sneeze and the metaphor of all around that.
Yeah. The information that's coming through to me right now where I see what this is I help mothers heal their mother wounds, and I still am healing my mother wounds because she's still alive and still abusing. And and I'm in it every day. I'm still like in the healing. So I feel like that's what I can feel it moving from my feet all the way up my body. It's in my hands, it's trying to get out of my hands, it's trying to move out my chest. It's very alive. Lots of tears coming now, so it's moving up now.
Okay, so all the sadness, give me a little more information with the mother thing. So is it sadness around not getting the mother, the love, the nurturing energy from your mother? Is it rules that you have to be a certain thing in order to be the perfect daughter?
Yeah, if I don't behave the perfect way, if I'm not bringing her happiness, I'm not fully taking care of her in the way that she exactly wants me to, then I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm not worthy, I'm awful, I'm a terrible daughter, I'm not lovable, I'm ruining her life, I'm a fraud. It's a lot about being a fraud, and that's what it is. It's the fraud. Who am I to heal other people when I'm such a horrible daughter myself?
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. All of that, giving all this voice a voice, allowing them to be heard, giving them the freedom to be expressed and spoken in a safe environment, and releasing this I am a fraud thing to the quantum field, because you are actually the perfect person to help others heal the same thing. You understand what they've been through better than anybody else, so you are the perfect person. You are the opposite of a fraud, so just releasing that judgment that your mother has placed on you. Also, I want to go back and release that energetic cord between your mother that's not so healthy, just inviting Archangel Michael to do that, and replacing it with, you are the child. You were the child. It was your right to be the child. It was your mother's job to take care of you. All right, this archetype where you're the child adult, what can we offer that child adult archetype? And this is for many people on the call. The freedom to be a kid. The freedom to play outside and to go skipping down the street with total joy, being a kid, knowing that it's not your job to make your mother happy. It's just not your job. Freedom from that. How can your legs feel, your hips, your shoulders feel the release of that? Okay, replacing all of that with, you are a divine child of the universe. You're a divine being of light. And you are the perfect person to heal, to help support others, and to heal all their mother trauma issues, whatever word you want to call it, because you have been in that boat. It's all perfect. You are the perfect person for exactly what you do. All out of alignment in your body and all others on the call, receiving that fully and completely, knowing that actually is the truth, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with, you're in your perfect place. You're actually in your true place. You're already in your true place. How would the cells in your body reconfigure if we give you a huge hug, like the angels are cheering you on? Who cares if your mother's not cheering you on? Okay, the angels up above are cheering you on. The universe is cheering you on. You're going to help a lot of people, so huge congrats to you. And what if we could give you all the hugs and all the pats on the back that you deserve from the get-go, from the moment you were born, conceived, whatever, even in past lives, so your body has all that child mother energy that you deserved all along. Let's invite frequency 5. If my memory is correct, that's the divine mother love energy. Why not throw in this frequency 10, the divine father love energy too? Hoping my memories are correct there. But either way, you're getting what I intend. I think I'm correct, but it doesn't matter. Okay. How is your body receiving that?
It's very comforting. I'm feeling a lot lighter, and my whole body is supported. My tingling is released in my fingers. I have a little bit of a headache.
A little bit of a headache. I just want to track that headache. Okay, so any remaining aspect where she doesn't have permission to do differently than her what her mother says or wants, releasing all that tribal stuff where she has to follow the rules and behave a certain way to be approved of, to be acceptable, to be lovable, releasing those remaining aspects that are being probably just rigid out of fear. Okay, so releasing the fear of stepping outside of that, of stepping that free conversation, releasing that fear, releasing that tribal programming, and replacing it with divine love and light and permission. Permission to be you, Kristen Watts, if I remember correctly. Is that accurate?
Yes, thank
you. Okay. Permission to be you, Kristen Watts, and everybody, please use your own name. Permission to be you, permission to be you, permission to be you. Permission to feel safe being you, permission to be safe being you, permission to feel safe being you. Okay, now how can all the cells in your body reconfigure? How can your body feel more supported? How can your legs feel happy? How can lower back feel happy? And now that you're in a state where you have permission to go big and play big, living in alignment with your life purpose, how can the money just fall into your bank account as if it's a waterfall of money flowing right into your bank account? This is for all of us. Okay? Inviting that waterfall of money just flowing into your bank account because you are worthy and deserving of all the good that you do on the planet, regardless of what your career is, okay? For everybody, all out of alignment with receiving that waterfall of abundance, of money, of love, of joy, of wellness, all of it. Okay, all patterns where you're not worthy or deserving of that, we're just going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted, replacing it so the universe wants this for you. Remember, the universe expresses itself through us. It wants us to be healthy. It wants to have all our needs met. Yet, yes, that includes the money as well. Okay, so if there's such a thing as the money dragons, which I've never heard of, we're just going to create holographic money dragons right now. We're going to invite them to everybody, okay, to release all out of alignment with you being financially successful and feeling secure and earning, and I want to add this, and receiving the money in ways that bring you joy, that are in alignment with your soul and your life purpose. Okay, so how much clarity around your life purpose can come up for those who are still questioning what that is? Okay, Kristen, back to you.
Yeah, huge clearing. Can totally feel into that place of comfort and support right now. And knowing. Feels really good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much because we got to benefit from that hugely. Okay, so now I'm going to go back to Brianna and I'm going to mute you. Okay, Priyana, you are on the air.
Sorry, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and it's great. The sound is good quality.
Yeah, I shut the browser off the computer. It's better by phone. So, yeah, I'm just feeling a lot of anger. Well, probably frustrated, but I couldn't get through. And I kind of have it, I'm just angry today anyway, but
I was going to say it's all kind of perfect because you having all that conflict brings the anger to more surface so we can release more. So it's kind of perfect. But keep going.
The very first part I felt frustrated on when you were talking about the light and love thing. I had an experience with a community, a spiritual Buddhist community that – you know, I experienced in my meditation something that was personal and wonderful, and I wanted to share it with this teacher, and I did. And she was just like, you know, it was like all about light and love. That's what I was feeling. And it was like she was saying, like, you know, don't get it, you know, like she was making it like it was wrong. Like you know, don't get attached to it, you know, watch what's around it, you know, this kind of crap, which is tribal rules that I unfortunately got in on a very, very deep level. And I can't seem to let go of it, even though it's years later. I'm still upset every time I hear about light and love, because I feel like that's what I knew, and that's what someone managed to kill in me because of their...
The moderator has left the conference.
Okay, I completely got disconnected.
Hello?
Okay, can you guys hear me now? Brianna, are you there? Somehow I completely got disconnected. I have no idea what happened.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi, this is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. I thought you lost it, but actually I got kicked off the call for some reason. I have no idea what happened, so I'm really sorry about that. Okay, so you're
no
saying
problem.
All this anger.
Yeah, about the light and love and feeling like that's what I knew, but this teacher just kind of poo-pooed it away because you're supposed to just be detached from everything and watch, you know, your relationship to what you feel around whatever the wonderful thing is you're experiencing. And it got me all in my left brain when I was all right brain. And it makes me angry every time I hear about it because I feel like I know that, but it got damaged because of idiotic teacher in this Buddhist tradition, and that's a tribal rule I need to let go of, but I don't seem to be able to.
Okay, so all the anger, let's just release the anger first. Okay, so all this anger of you going to this, quote, spiritual community where they're not accepting you for who you are, and likewise, they're preaching this love and light, and so it's making you really angry because you don't feel like they're actually being in alignment. So offering that anger to the quantum field, let's invite the fire dragon to just breathe light on all that anger, giving you a right to voice that anger, a right for that anger to be heard, expressed, validating the anger, just acknowledging the anger, giving it full expression, okay? And then offering it that magic carpet ride to the quantum field to be transmuted. And knowing that you can have all that anger, and there's probably some gift in it, whatever it is. Okay, but we're going to replace it. What?
No, I was just saying there's a lot of tears behind the anger. So, you know.
Okay, a lot of tears. Okay, so fear of not being accepted by others, fear of being rejected by
others.
No,
not fear. Tears. I meant tears. Tears. T-E-A-R-S. T. Tears.
Oh, tears, sadness. Okay, so you're just releasing the sadness. Okay. Okay, so just giving it sadness, just allowing it release. That's all good. It's really good for yourself to release all that sadness. And so you're talking about this tribal program, and I didn't hear exactly every word that you said clearly. And you said you wanted to release the tribal program, and I missed all the words that you said. So give me clarity which specific tribal program you knew was coming up for you.
Well, the one that says that you can't get attached to light, anything, like, and if you're meditating, you can't get attached to light and love and all the good stuff that is your spiritual experience, because they want you to be detached and just stay in the middle way and don't get caught off in light and love. Where I thought meditation was about experiencing my essence, and these people gave me really horrible advice, not to mention spitting on my experience and about love and light that I was feeling at the time. And I feel like that screwed up my spirituality. And so whenever I hear about love and light, it triggers the anger.
It gets triggered, right. Okay, great, awesome. I heard every word. So all that anger and frustration at these are the rules are around meditation, and this is what meditation has to look like. You can't want to be one with the love and the light. You have to be detached. That's the healthy, perfect way to do meditation. Okay, so all these rules where it has to look exactly this way, just releasing them. And if that works for certain people, that's great. They can have a party. But allowing you to have discernment to be like, you know what, this is just not my soul tribe. It's not the place for me, and that's okay. Doesn't mean anything's wrong with me. Doesn't mean anything wrong with God with them, even though, you know, I can have discernment to be like, that wasn't the most respectful way to treat someone. And you have permission to do meditation however feels good to you. You get to follow your heart and know that your heart has way more wisdom than what some, quote, expert says, this is the one and only way to do meditation. Okay, so allowing you to step in that sovereign state and say, F them, that's okay, I can do it my way. And just releasing any trauma around love and light, where you get to create your own definition of love and light. So to me, I think of divine love, divine light, direct from source, high frequency, free of human interpretation, free of human agenda, okay? And if you want to use different words than that, that's totally okay. Okay, so how does your, all right, so I mentioned that. And then all out of alignment with your body going to that new perspective, that new possibility, we're going to offer that to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced, and just giving that full freedom to create the rules, not only around meditation, but the rules for everything in your life. You're the boss. Follow your heart. Take the rules from the universe, from your heart, releasing rules from others, releasing. You know, even with people who I work with, I'm like, if you don't like the dragons, that's okay. We don't have to play with them, you know. So anything that doesn't resonate with you, you have full sovereign permission to release. You're the boss. So what would it take for you to step into your power and just know that you're the boss, you're the creator of your life. You are the one steering the wheel on your ship across the ocean. And you can land on England, you can land on Portugal, you can land on Costa Rica. You have full permission to drive your life wherever you choose, following the rules that are a match for you. All out of alignment. With that, we're going to offer the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced with divine love and light and full sovereignty. Okay, Frianna, how are you feeling?
You're releasing a lot.
Good.
Just, you know, it gets right to the core of my stuff, and it's really hard to be on this phone right now. to even listen to you is really triggering, but.
Okay, so let's go deeper. Like, when you said listening to me is really triggering, so let's just release that. Tell me exactly, unless you're talking about just the replacing with divine love and light. Is there something more than that we need to look at?
I don't know. It's just.
Okay, your body wisdom knows whatever that is. Okay, that stuff, whatever it is, because honestly, I don't know. Whatever's getting triggered. I think it has something to do with, like, lovability. Like, I'm lovable as I am. That's where my gut's going. I could be wrong, but let's just play with it, okay? So I'm not good enough. I'm not lovable. I'm not seen for who I am. Just all that stuff. What if we could just flip all those emotions, all those belief systems, just fly them up, then throw them up in the sky so that they land on the back of a dragon, which takes it all the way up to source. I literally played with this yesterday. Takes it all the way up to source light. It gets that close to, I didn't mean for that word to trigger you, but to just your true home, where you're just surrounded by unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, and you're truly a free being, okay? And then what if we can take that state and just allow it to come back down into your body through your crown chakra, and it knows exactly where to go. Your body wisdom knows exactly where to go. So all that former stuff of I'm not lovable, I'm not doing it the right way, all that stuff just gets completely reconfigured. How can your heart wall be completely reconfigured? How can bricks just completely melt away? Okay, any trapped emotions of fear, any trapped emotions of anger, unworthy in your heart, while just for all of us, releasing all of that and connecting with that divine pillar of light that we created at the beginning of the call, And then how can any remaining pieces of the heart wall just grow and evolve and shift closer and closer to the light, meaning it just the wall falls and you naturally replace it with a divine light. And as you do that, your pillar of light, your pillar of confidence, your pillar of who you really are gets bolder and stronger, and you feel fully confident, ready to walk downtown with your full-fledged peacock strut, shining all those beautiful colored leaves, and yes, these are feminine and masculine peacocks with brightly colored leaves. I mean, not leaves, feathers.
What was? Feathers?
Feathers. Peacock feathers.
Because
I said peacock leaves by accident. Part of my brain was on a tree, I guess. A money tree. Okay, so that's taking us to just abundance. I said leaves, and I always think of the money tree. So how can that reconfigure any beliefs around money so that you can receive that waterfall that we talked about even more than you could minutes ago? Okay, just inviting that in. Okay, so Priyana, how are you feeling?
I guess I've released a lot.
Good.
I feel a little bit lighter, but, it's, you know, yeah, I feel a little better.
Okay, great. So I'm going to get
to problem...
I'm sorry,
no,
what?
Go ahead.
No,
saying,
I'm going to get to Jackie in Scotland, but before I get there, if you have some final thing that you want to say,
Well, yeah, I think it's just that technical difficulties trigger me because all of a sudden the issue is not being heard, and then I couldn't be heard, or I was,
okay, we have to address that. You're right. None of this is a mistake. Okay, so all those patterns, and I went to where I'm not seen, but I did not do where I'm not heard. So thank you. This is gold for all of us. Thank you, Priyana. Okay, so all those patterns for all of us. Where we are not seen for who we are, where we are not heard, where our voice is not heard, where our voice is not valued, where our voice is not considered as worthy of being heard or listened to. All of those patterns offering to the quantum field to be transmuted and replaced, where it's safe for me to be heard. It is safe for me to be heard. It is safe for me to be heard. It is my right, it is my birthright to be heard. It is my birthright to express my feelings, to express my anger, to express my frustration, to express every thing that I need to express. It is my birthright. And then how will we be able to stand tall and speak our truth more? How will any thyroid patterns, any autoimmune thyroid stuff, completely reconfigure or vanish or disappear or lessen with that shift. Okay, and then going deeper, audible alignment with that, landing fully and completely, offering it to the quantum field to be transmuted, replaced with, I'm going to use the word divine love and light because there's other people on the call and hoping that you're okay with it now that you're a new person.
Right.
And freedom to express yourself, freedom for your voice to be heard. Sorry, what?
No, I was just saying, I love love and light. It's just hard for me to feel okay about it, that's all.
Okay, so any patterns in you, any beliefs where it's hard to feel okay about love and light due to that past experience with the Buddhist group, just inviting the golden dragon to shine light on that past experience with that group, to know that it's okay, it's not every group. It's actually, you get to learn a lot about yourself because you didn't, because what they offered was not a match for you, you actually got to learn some gold about yourself. And actually, this is the better path for me. Okay, so giving voice to all the anger at not being heard and seen and being labeled as, oh, you're doing it wrong, and then being able to express all that anger and resentment and release it, but then also being able to be like, thank you for the gift that you gave me because I know that's not a match for me. And as a result, I found... because I remember you were telling me that you found some other group that really was a perfect match for you. So it was a gift in the end, right?
Hmm?
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't hear
you feel better?
Yeah, I'm doing better. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Brianna. That was beautiful, and you added a lot to it, so thank you. Okay, so Jackie, you are on the air. Good to see you, hear you.
Hi, Tara. Hello, hello, hello. Gosh, that last call actually was very much where I was going or where I wanted to go. So a lot of it was covered, which was just perfect synchronicity. But I feel very, undervalued, but very, not acknowledged. And I feel this, it presents itself in everyday situations. You know, I'm talking with healer friends or people that are very spiritual and people that are on the path, and it can be just over a cup of coffee, a casual conversation, and I find people lean in, they genuinely are interested, and the next thing I find, and this is going to sound very bitter, but this is the reality and this is what I'm experiencing, is many people will, let's just say, go off with my ideas and express them and then seem to create a thriving business. Meanwhile, I still seem to be going round in circles. It's like I've got the wisdom, I guess, or it's like I've got the knowledge, but yet there's almost an invisible veil. It's like an energy shield is what it feels like. I don't know if you see something different, but it's just exhausting, it's exasperating, it's frustrating, and it's been for too long now. You know, I want to share, I want to move forward. In the same breath, I also struggle with clarity, I feel I have this big open heart, I feel I'm a kind person, and yet when I shine my truth, when I shine my authentic self, which is so vital for me and for obviously where the planet is going now, somehow I always feel the outsider with that. It's a lonely path still. I don't know. There's quite a lot of different things going on, I guess, but I feel they're all connected. And I feel stuck with it all. You know, I feel I'm not massively overweight by any stretch of the imagination, but given the way I live my life so healthily, I feel the weight is stuck. I should be lighter. I feel I should be lighter. It just feels the situation is stuck. I don't know. And I'm desperate to move forward. And it is a desperation now. It is hurting me really painfully to not be seen and to not be acknowledged. Yeah.
Okay. So some of the words I didn't hear 100% clearly, but let me just see if I have. Okay, I got the big picture where you're feeling stuck and getting your message out there, Did I hear you say that you have all these ideas, but that other people are taking your ideas and running with your ideas, but you're kind of stuck? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, that was
okay,
the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to go there because that's really kind of big and important and needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like somebody's stealing from you in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to share ideas and everything, but for some reason I'm not getting the energy that it's that way. So any patterns around, how do I put that into words? Any patterns around it's not okay for you to be seen with the goal that you have to offer, that you're not worthy of being seen with this goal, yet the universe needs this goal. So somehow you're attracting other people to connect with. They get your gold, and then they take the gold and pass it off to the world as if it's their own. Okay.
Yeah.
So what does Jackie need to be resonant with in order to shift that so that if she chooses to work with others in partnership, that she's sharing and they're equally sharing and they're going out into the world together sharing the gold and the message with others? Okay, or what if we could take that veil that you're talking about, it's almost like a prison, like these prison bars where you can see everything that's going out, you can see your goal going out to the world, and you're stuck behind the prison bars. So what if we could invite the unicorns? What if we can invite the unicorns to come in and to use their, oh shoot, what's the unicorn thingy called? I don't know what it's called. The unicorn horn.
Horn.
We're called the unicorn call. What if they just on their own, they use their unicorn horn and they just knock those bars down? All those bars called fear. All those bars called I'm not enough. All those bars called I'm not worthy. All those bars called I am not deserving. All those bars where entities or other curses are trying to keep you in prison, preventing you from living your life in the fullest way because you're too powerful. All those entities gone, all those bars of curses gone. And what if those unicorns, now that you're out of prison, place you on their back and they fly you beyond where all your gold has gone out into the world, so that you are seen and given the credit and the acknowledgement that because you get ahead of where the goal was, so that you get the recognition and acknowledgement that you have deserved all along. Okay, so your body understands all the metaphors around what we just created, you know, just right now on the spot. And this is for everybody, all out of alignment with yourselves reconfiguring to that reality. We're going to offer that to the quantum field. And we're going to replace it with divine truth, divine recognition, divine worthiness, divine deserving, divine being seen for your goal, and having, you know, getting all the credit and getting all the abundance that comes with sharing all this gold with the universe. You deserve the abundance, okay? So any religious, financial things, or, oh, spiritual healers are supposed to work for free because they're doing good in the world. We're going to take that nonsense and we're going to offer it to the quantum field to be replaced with your person. It takes food for you to live on. It takes money to pay the rent or the mortgage or whatever it is, and you're deserving of having all your life needs met so that you can get your gold out into the world in the fullest way to support not just you, but everybody, the planet, the dolphins, the whole shabeel. This is for everybody. Okay, all out of alignment with us having, knowing that we are worthy and deserving people who do good in the planet, or even if we're working at McDonald's, whatever, it doesn't matter, that we are deserving of being paid our true value, releasing any religious programming around money where it's not okay for us to be paid. If we're paid, then we're stealing. Oh, so maybe that's where the stealing thing comes in. Okay, so clearing that belief system that if we receive money, we are stealing and taking from others. So it's better just to give other people stuff and let them steal it and take it down in the world. Okay, we came full circle. Okay, releasing that belief system, that tribal belief system around money, and replacing it with prosperity, divine prosperity, financial abundance, lots of money trees, lots of money dragons, lots of money angels surrounding you and everybody else on this call, everybody else in this group. So any fear of success coming up, just releasing that again, fear of being on a way shower, fear of showing your goals, any fear of success where others are going to get jealous and resentful of you and send you curses, okay, just all this fear around success. And then how many pounds can just an excess weight can just release from your body? How many pounds of weight can you release from your body? Okay, and then, okay, so now I'm going to, why is it feeling emotional? This is not an emotional thing, but it's feeling emotional to me. And now I forget what I was going to say, but it's here, I've got it, hold on. Okay, that programming where, like, for instance, anybody who has intentions of losing weight, okay, we're going to shift that. You know that mindset where we want to find what we lose? We want to find what we lose. So we're not losing weight. We are releasing it. We are truly letting it go for good. You don't need to find it. You are safe without it. All right, so releasing any patterns where you need that energetic armor protection, just allowing it to go, and once again, informing the fear that it's the divine, it's the connection to the universe, it's the connection to Mother Earth, that high frequency that truly keeps you safe. And then it's when Jackie and others step into their life purpose, living their life purpose with passion and joy, that is what keeps them safe. And that feeling of fulfillment that they get, doing what they're supposed to do, but doing what they were made to do, that feeling of fulfillment is what keeps them safe and happy. So how many pounds, kilograms, whatever word you guys use, whatever language it is for you, how many excess fat cells, I'll put it that way, how many excess fat cells can we just easily release knowing that we're safe? Safe to have the money, it's safe to have the success, it's safe to follow the path that truly brings us joy. Okay. I just kind of rambled there forever. Jackie, how are you feeling?
Good, Tara, thank you. You brought up the word joy, and that's a big, big one for me. It's something that I've just, it breaks my heart to say this, but it's true. I've just forgotten what real joy is.
I immediately got triggered some religious program around that. Can I just quickly address that, and I'm going to let you speak again? Okay,
yes,
so any religious program around joy, where it's not okay for us as low-life humans to experience joy because we are sinful, we are bad beings, we have to punish ourselves with pain, we have to flog ourselves. And that is what being a good citizen of the tribe is, punishing yourself and flogging yourself and telling yourself to be a good person. It's not okay for you to be joyous and happy. Okay, so just releasing that religious tribal program to the quantum field, inviting the fire dragon to just breathe the light of truth on that, and that joy, replacing it with divine love and light, and joy is your birthright. And remember that you are one with the universe, that when you feel joyous, the universe feels joyous. God, the angels, whatever, they all feel joyous because they're living through you. Okay, so any entity stuff, darker energies just surrounding her, trying to make her feel less than joy, inviting Saint Archangel Michael to just release that fire dragon, just breathe light on it to break free of it so Jackie and others can fully feel joy in every cell of their body. And then as a result of that, how can we release excess weight? How can we have more circulation in our body? How can we have more life force energy in our body, knowing that we're worthy and deserving of feeling good in our body? And how can we digest our food with more joy and feel good the whole entire digestion tract? Just tossing that out there. So allowing the cells in our body to completely reconfigure to that free, sovereign state where we're free to feel joy, we are free to be joy, and we are free to know that we are safe and that it's 2019 and things are different. And speaking on a third dimensional level, I know that not everybody is always in a safe environment. So your body wisdom is going to know what's safe for you to release, and it's going to do its own thing, which is perfect for everybody, okay? So if anybody is living in an environment that is not safe, like where their husband, their partner, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, whatever it is not supportive, is violent, is abusive, emotionally, physically, what would it take to give us the courage to feel confident in ourselves, to know that we deserve better, that we deserve love and joy and support? What do we need to be resonant to know that, so we have the courage to walk away from an unsafe place, an unsafe environment, whether it's work or a personal relationship or a family, whatever it is? What would it take for us to create a healthy boundary so that we can actually have a true safe space? Okay, all out of alignment with that, all out of alignment with us creating a safe space, a true safe space, often not in the quantum field. Yeah, but it is our right to have a safe space. It's a right to live in a safe space. It's a right to ask for a safe space. Totally went off on a tangent there, but I trust it's all perfect. Okay, Jackie, going back to you.
Yeah, the things that were just coming through as we were doing that work was, you know, the sort of hashtag let go and feel the flow, I guess, is kind of like a little catchphrase that has been in and around me for quite a long time now. But that's what I feel I'm at now. That's where I feel I'm at. That's what I'm needing to do, is just allow the letting go. And whatever that is, I don't know. I don't have the words for it. I don't really know what that is. But it's an energy of sorts. I don't know where it's come from. I don't know if it's mine, ancestral, or a combination. But it is very much, and I see it across all areas of my life, you know, related to health and wealth and business, creating my business, and everything, you know, if I can just let go. And I don't know what I'm holding on to. I don't know why I'm holding on to it. God knows I've done enough work and I've spent a fortune, an absolute fortune over the years with different healers and doing my own stuff too. I've stepped up, I've stepped out and tried to shine my light more and try to be seen a bit more in the world, so I'm not just relying on other people fixing me. And it's coming. It is coming. I know it's coming. And maybe it's just I've just got to wait a little bit longer, a bit more patience. But I'm ready. I don't know what it is I'm quite ready for. So I still sort of lack this clarity. But I just want to be in a nourishing environment. I want to be with like-minded souls. I want to feed my soul in every level. And the piece for me that has been missing, you know, I do it with food, I do it with exercise and meditation and out in nature and barefoot on the sand and all this kind of stuff. The bit that is missing for me is that, and I think you even used the word right at the beginning, is the fulfillment, the deep fulfillment of purpose and belonging this belong, I sort of feel like I've abandoned myself or been abandoned or over decades, you know, this isn't a new feeling, but these are all obviously all coming up now to be addressed. And I just, I'm ready to belong, Tara. You know, I want to,
yeah.
I want to be with my tribe. It makes me cry. It makes me cry to not be connected.
Okay. I just want to address a couple of things that you brought up, which were gold. Okay. So the first thing, and I hope I don't forget the second thing, the first thing when you're talking about just the fear of letting go. Okay. So just connecting with everybody. I know we're going overtime, so I'm going to make this quick, but just connecting with everybody, your whole body wisdom, any patterns of fear of just letting go, of letting God, whether it's from past life, whether you inherit it from your mother's side, your father's side, it's part of that unconscious masculine energy, right? So just releasing, giving voice to it, releasing it, inviting the fire dragon to just breathe on light, on where that came from, whether from past life, your mother's side, your father's side, parallel universe. Breathing light on all of it so you can truly feel free to let go and to let God or to let heart or to let you, right? You connected with your heart. Replacing that space with the divine masculine energy that works in harmony with the divine feminine energy in a very powerful way. Okay, replacing it with, it's okay to just let go and trust and surrender to the universe. Okay, so any fear when I say surrender to the universe that got newly triggered, just offering that through the magic carpet ride to the quantum field to be like, yes, it really is safe because the universe has the answers from the highest level, higher than me, higher than a meditation mentor or a this or a that, okay? Just direct connection from as high as it gets. All right, so that truly is what's safe. Okay, and now what was the second thing that you said? Shoot, I forgot it.
No, it's okay. Just belonging, you know.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Sorry. The abandonment of self. So just releasing all the grief where you felt you abandoned your true self, just releasing all the grief and the sadness around abandoning your true self because you wanted to fit in, you wanted to belong. This is for all of us, okay? Just whole body wisdom, identify all those patterns around that, around trying to conform, trying to hide your red nose so that you fit in, and just the grief around you weren't good enough as you were with your red nose. Okay, and just replacing it with your red nose was perfect the whole time because we needed you to light the way. That you are included. You are a member of the universe. And no, we're all in different places. We're all in different vibrations. But there is a soul tribe for you. And this is actually part of it. Like, I feel like you're my soul tribe, right? There is a soul tribe where you completely belong 150,000, 90 million percent. Okay? Just allowing your body to absorb that and to receive that. And if there's anything that's not willing to receive that, we're just going to offer it to the quantum field and just, you know, surround it with love and light and just gratitude. And yes, you are worthy and deserving of knowing that truth. Okay. How do you feel?
Thank you, Tara. Thank you. So it's just, it's lovely not to be bawling my eyes out, actually. It's just lovely. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to the group, too, because it's such a loving energy that you've created here. So,
I just have to say a huge gratitude. Oh, now I'm getting emotional.
Oh.
Huge gratitude. I'm crying like a baby over here. To all of you, because it's just been, like, pure joy. I hadn't met all of you. I think a person I met around, I don't know, 15 of you or so. And it's just been pure joy. Likewise, being connected with people in my soul tribe, I just appreciate you all so much. I really do.
Oh, well, the feeling's mutual. I'm sure I'm speaking on behalf of everybody in the group. So, thank you for creating it.
huge thanks to all of you. It's just pure fun doing this. It really is. And it makes me happy. And I love just how these healers are coming together. You know, like Dawn is just an amazing healer. And she'll just add in all this great information that we all get to benefit from. I just love this environment where we all get to co-create and work together. I just love that. It's a beautiful thing. I'm just so grateful for all of you and all the goals that you offered in the call, and then for all of you who I didn't meet on the call but who are crying or releasing, thank you, because it's just so much bigger than your own body. It's going to your ancestors. It's going to your kids. It's going to the people in your field. It's going to the collective consciousness. It's that huge. So just huge gratitude and thanks to every single one of you.
Oh, I'm going to unmute myself so you can talk to the rest of the, well, so that I don't dominate. But thank you very much for the work that we've just done, and much love.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, so we're complete, and I look forward to seeing you all next Thursday on call number 2. And I'm going to see what's going on, because in the past it was really easy for me to see the answers and the Q&A, and I just, oh my goodness, oh my God, here they are. I pushed the wrong button the whole time. I am so sorry. Okay, I'm feeling really tired during this. I am ice cold. All right, tech issues. Okay. Oh my gosh, I did something really stupid. I don't know, you know what? I'm just going to trust it's all perfect, and it's all fine. All right, so everybody, thank you so much for being on this call, and I'll see you next week. And feel free to comment or just express anything in the Sovereign Cells Facebook page, any additional support you need or just whatever. All right, I'm going to send you, we're going to all connect. You're going to gather in your energy on the Island of True Place, and we're going to invite the Magic Carpet Ride to guide you home. Exactly where you are. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and goodbye for now. See you next Thursday.
The moderator has left the conference.